Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
No problem at all. So you are running as an independent in the Warringah electorate for this year's federal election. Why now? Why this year?
I guess that's a million-dollar question. And it's interesting when you're kind of in the race, you kind of go, why did I make this decision? And I guess for me, as a First Nations woman living in this country, growing up on the northern beaches and in the, you know, the electorate that we call Warringah, for a long time, whatever I had been doing, people thought that I was a bit of a political animal just because I was First Nation and just because of the work that I was doing or what I was advocating for. And it was something that always really fascinated me, that, you know, people thought that I was being political when I was just doing what I thought was natural for me as an Indigenous woman. And, you know, a lot of people had kind of, you know, recommended that I go into politics, and I kind of thought, well, I'm not someone who's good at following, you know, policies and party lines and things like that, and I won't compromise what I believe is for a greater good. And it was just something that had been sitting in the background for such a long time. And then it was May last year that, you know, again, someone said to me, why don't you run in the next election? Why don't you go into politics? And when I explained why I'd kind of always shied away from it, you know, they said, well, why don't you run as an independent? And I guess it was a bit of a light bulb moment that I never had considered that. So, after speaking to a lot of people, after speaking to my family and just making sure that everybody was fully aware of, you know, what I was going to do and why, and the implications of that, because it can have positives and negatives when you run in politics. So it's been an interesting journey.
Yeah, right. So it sounds very organic then, if so many people have suggested it to you over the years.
And that's what surprised me too, that people for probably, you know, 10, 15 years have said, you know, why hadn't I ever gone into politics? So that's been interesting for me.
And now you are, you know, in politics. And what can you offer as a candidate that's different to, say, Tony Abbott or Zali Steggall or any of the other candidates?
Oh, look, I think that my background as an Indigenous woman of this landscape, given the place that Australia now currently finds itself, and everyone's talking about this election being the climate election, and as First Nations people of this continent, we've always lived sustainably on this land. And whilst everyone's saying climate change, I'm actually talking about an environmental emergency that's going on. I think that, you know, when you separate off climate and you start to look at temperature rises and you start to look at sea level rises, that's actually a result of the fact that we're not living sustainably on this earth. And this globe that we are all living on is one organism, and it's an ecosystem. The environment is a part of that, and climate change is a facet of the fact that we've not lived sustainably. So what I've been advocating for is, you know, we need to look at the bigger picture. We need to be much more holistic in what we're doing in our approach to not only tackle climate change, but change our behaviour as human beings, because we got us to this point, and as humans, and First Nations people have been saying, you know, globally as well as Australia, we need to live differently on this planet. Our sustainable living practices can give us a way forward if we're listened to. And I guess being a First Nations woman and not being listened to a lot in this election has been an interesting journey for me.
Completely. And all the evidence is there. It's really just about the policies now and the practice, as you say, and we do need to start immediately. So that's great that you're addressing that issue. And what other local issues will you address if you are elected?
So, look, I know that people are very concerned about the way that we're living. I think that there's a lot of psychological distress that's going on within our communities. you know, particularly on the northern beaches, of which the Warringah electorate encompasses, we have a lot of health concerns, so whether that's physical and mental health. So we, as First Nations people, talk about social and emotional wellbeing, which I think is a much more human approach to what's going on. We have, you know, youth at risk. We've got a lot of, over the last, I want to say, 18 months, 2 years, you know, a number of youth suicides across the northern beaches. So it is a concern that as adults we need to be supporting young people a lot better. It is, you know, people talk about the tunnel and transport issues. And, you know, whilst that is a state issue, and the thing is, they've been talking about it since I was in high school. So that becomes interesting, and people are all banging on about it. And look, you know, if we do manage to find our way forward with the tunnel, there's also the issues of you know, the tolls that we're going to be paying that no one's actually talking about. The other thing is this afternoon we're gathering down at Manly to really protest about the proposed seismic testing. So PEP 11, which is the Petroleum Exploration Permit 11, that's been granted, and they're going to do seismic testing from Newcastle all the way down to Manly. And it's a pretty frightening prospect that they would start to seismic test off the beaches of, you know, our northern beaches. And I, you know, I was talking about this probably about, I don't know, 6 weeks ago, that if we don't wake up and start to pay attention, we could have oil rigs off Manly, off Freshwater, Curl, DY, you know. It's, you know, we need to wake up and we need to start to protect our oceans, protect our waterways, protect marine life, which is, again, all a part of that greater ecological system that we're living in, and in terms of, you know, our environment, so whether they're land or the waters, we need to be on top of what's going on and make sure that we protect, you know, the home that we live in or the home that our marine creatures are living in. Because there's a film called Sonic Sea, which is so gut-wrenching when you understand the human impacts on these water environments and homes for the marine creatures and the whales and the dolphins and the fishes. Like, it literally just kills them. And we as humans have to stop that. And we're gathering this afternoon down at Manly at 3 o'clock for taking a stand. So it's hands across the sand down at Manly to really protest against the PEP 11, which is really important for our electorate.
Completely. Wow, a lot of important issues there. And we are almost out of time, Susan, but I just wanted to ask you, you do have a background at the ABC and SBS's NITV. How has that experience kind of shaped your understanding of the importance of public broadcasting? Suitable to this interview, as we're broadcasting from 2SER. But just to wrap up.
I think the independence of voice is vitally important. So our broadcasters, which ABC and SBS, they need to be within our broadcasting landscape. They need to be able to do their job. And my experience running in this election with what the media has done, it's been this kind of circular conversation, particularly with the, you know, people referring it to war, to the two tribes going to war in Warringah. There, as you said, you know, there are 10 candidates. So is the media doing their job? You know, we keep pointing to two candidates and thinking they're the only two that are out there running. And it's about being unbiased in reporting. It's about being fair and reasonable and being able to present what is going on so people can be informed and make up their own minds. But if you only have the media telling a story of two candidates, then, you know, is that really fair? And are journalists doing their job?
Completely agree. Susan, thank you so much for your time today on the show. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and best of luck with the election.
Thank you so much.